Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We are about to launch our study in depth for the story of Joseph. That is our commentary for Quran chapter 12. Let me remind you that Quran chapter 12 is the best of the Quran. Not because I said so, it's because Allah in the Quran said so. And that is what we have read in our last broadcast in Quran chapter 12, verse 3, where Allah said, "We narrate to you the best of the stories by which we reveal to you this Quran. And before it, you were among the unaware." So what we are about to study here is the best of the Quran. And if that is the best of the Quran, you can imagine what about the rest of the Quran, which is not the best of the Quran. Once again, let me remind you that Quran chapter 12 is a Meccan chapter, except verses 1, 2, and 3, and verse 7, and the last verse, verse 111. So if you are reading that chapter during the early days of Islam, after Muhammad made up the poetry of that Quran, you will not be reading verses 1 and 2 and 3, but you will simply begin by reading verse 4. So here is how that chapter should start. "When Joseph said to his father, 'O my father, surely I saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I saw them worshiping me.' He said, 'O my son, do not relate your dream to your brothers, so they plot a plot against you. Surely Satan is an obvious enemy to the human.'" Notice now, these two verses to the Muslims are beautiful verses, beautiful poetry, especially if you hear it in the Arabic language, of course, because when you translate poetry, you lose the rhyme and the systematic of poetry. But Muslims do not know the amount of errors which are mentioned in these verses. First of all, let's ask a question. How old do you think Joseph was when he had this conversation with his father? The Quran does not tell us. As a matter of fact, as we're going to continue to look into the rest of the verses, you will come to a great guess of maybe 3, 4, maybe 5 years old. When in reality, as we go to the scripture, that is the Holy Bible, in the book of Genesis, you will find that Joseph was 17 years old at this time. But here, once again, in the Quran, Joseph is telling his father that he had a dream. And in that dream, he saw what? He saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon. What were the stars, the sun, and the moon doing? They were worshiping Joseph. Notice that Joseph here did not tell the dream to his brothers, but he simply shared that dream with his father. How do I know that? Because as we read in Quran chapter 12, verse 5, he said, that is the father Jacob, "Oh my son, do not relate your dream to your brothers." Don't tell that dream to your brothers, which means the brothers never heard of the dream of Joseph. Why Jacob commanded his son not to tell the dream? It's because he's worried about Satan. Because Satan is an obvious enemy for the human. And if Joseph told the dream to his brothers, they will plot a plot against him. It's like Joseph is protected by the father from something very wicked will happen to him from his brothers. As we know, Prophet Jacob is a prophet and he may know from Allah something which you and I do not know. Now, continuing of the advice of Jacob to his son Joseph in verse 6, he said, "And likewise, your Lord will choose you and will teach you the interpretation of the saying." Excuse me, what? What's the interpretation of the saying have anything to do with the dream of Joseph, which he shared with his father? It is like the person who is rewriting the story of Joseph in the Quran knew about Joseph interpreting dreams in the future of the story. And that's exactly what we'll be reading a little bit later. Let's continue. And will fulfill his grace on you and on the family of Jacob as he fulfilled it before on your fathers Abraham and Isaac. Once again, I do not see any connection between the grace which Allah have shown to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob with the dream of Joseph. Then the verse ended when Jacob said, surely your Lord is knowing wise. One of the most repeated statements you see throughout the Quran, as it is always written by many other people in the end of their talk. Surely your Lord is, and then you have two attributes or descriptions for whatever the writer of the Quran felt about ending the sentence. Now, when we read the story in the Quran, we did not know where the story is taking place. Where did Jacob and his family live? But here, according to the Bible, in the book of Genesis chapter 37, verse 1, we read, now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. So, from the Bible, as we just have read, we know for sure that they were in the land of Canaan. Notice, they were in the land of Canaan, not in the land of the Palestinians, as Muslims or liberals will claim. Let me remind you again that according to the Quran, Joseph had one dream, and he told that dream to his father, and his brothers never heard of that dream. As a matter of fact, as we just read, his father, Jacob, told him, do not tell your dream to your brothers. Now, let us see what the scripture teaches about that. For in Genesis 37, beginning from verse 5, we read, now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. Wow! He already told the dream to his brothers, and they hated him more. We'll find a little bit later, as we continue, to compare the story of Muhammad in the Quran to the Bible. Why did they hate him to start with? So, in verse 6, so he said to them, please, hear this dream, which I have dreamed. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Obviously, the first dream we just shared in verses 6 and 7, we know that that's not the dream Muhammad mentioned in the Quran. But the dream we're about to read in verse 9 is the dream which Muhammad mentioned in Quran chapter 12, which means Muhammad made two mistakes. First, he did not mention the first dream. Second, he assured us that Joseph's brothers never heard of his dreams. And here is what is written concerning the second dream in verse 9. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers. Once again, the scripture is very clear. The brothers heard both dreams and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bow down to me. So he told it to his father and his brothers. Notice here, maybe someone would say, well, Joseph in the Quran did not tell the dream to his brothers in front of his father, and his father advised him, don't tell the dream to your brothers because they're going to be envy of you and they will hate you. But later, as a little boy, he made a mistake and he told the dream to his brothers. But you listen carefully to verse 10 in Genesis 37. So he told it, that is the dream, to his father and his brothers. So the father and the brothers all were there when Joseph told his dream. And his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? Wow, so we know for sure that the brothers heard both dreams, and his father knew that his sons heard the dream from Joseph. When you compare that to the statement of the Quran, when Jacob said in verse 5, "Oh my son, do not relate your dream to your brothers." That statement is a great error, and it does not make any sense concerning to the true biblical account. And you will see later that the Bible is a logical book with a logical information. For according to the Quran, I challenge any Muslim to show me one reason why the brothers of Joseph hated Joseph. Because according to the Quran, he's a little boy and he never told them his dreams. So why did they hate him so much for no reason? Except that Muhammad got the story wrong in the Quran. Now, in verse 11 in Genesis 57, we read, "And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind." That is the true biblical account concerning the two dreams of Joseph and how his brothers hated him before and after they heard the dreams.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Now we move on to Quran chapter 12 and verse 7. Notice that verse we're about to read was not originally written in the chapter 12 of the Quran, but Muhammad added it years later after he migrated from Mecca to Medina, a city which is 210 miles north of Mecca. In verse 7, we read, "Indeed, it was in Joseph and his brothers' signs for the inquirers." I do not know why even Muhammad added that verse, because we do not know who is saying the statement. Was it Allah? Was it Jibreel? We do not know what was the purpose for having that verse added later in Medina. So if we are reading the Quran in the original context before Muhammad added verse 7, we will read it as follows. After we read in verse 6, "Surely your Lord is knowing wise." This is the statement of Jacob to his son Joseph. We should move on to verse 8. "When they said, surely Joseph and his brother are more loved by our father than us." And who is making the statement? According to Muslim scholars, it was Joseph's brothers. "They" there is Joseph's brothers. And what are they saying? They're saying Joseph and his brother are more loved by our father than us. Now, if you do not know any of the details, which Muhammad never mentioned in the Quran, about Jacob's family, that sentence makes no sense. Joseph and his brother, excuse me, who's making the statement? Joseph's brothers. Why did it not say Joseph and whoever this brother is by name? If they mention Joseph by name, what's so hard to say Joseph and Johnny, Joseph and Mark are more loved by our fathers than us? No, the Quran is very clear. It said Joseph and his brother. Now, let me ask a question. Why did they say that? Well, according to Muslim scholars like Ibn Kathir and Al-Tabari and Al-Qurtubi and Al-Jalalayn and everybody else who read the Bible, well, because Jacob had different wives. That's not what the Quran said. We do not read a name of a wife to Jacob in the Quran. So we'll assume that the children of Jacob's are from the same father, that is Jacob, from the same mother, because we do not have the name of the second mother. So what is missing here is the story of Joseph. And if you do not know the details of the Genesis account, that sentence means nothing. It makes no sense. But according to the Bible, we know that Joseph and his brother, who is Benjamin, were the sons of Rachel, not like the other mothers where the rest of the brothers came from. We're going to get into that a little bit later to show you the reasons why Jacob loved Joseph and his brother more than the rest of the brothers. So let's continue with the statement in Quran 12:8. When they said, surely Joseph and his brother are more loved by our father than us, and we are a large group. Surely our father is in obvious error. What? Jacob is in error because he loved Joseph and whoever his brother is because they are larger group? What is it? You mean Jacob is wrong to love Joseph because they are larger group? What the size of the brothers have anything to do with the love of Jacob to his son Joseph and the love of Jacob to his other son who is Joseph's brother? So now we know there is a problem. And the problem is that Jacob loved Joseph and his brother. And the problem now is bigger because the rest of the brothers are a large group. What is the solution? We read the solution in verse 9. When they, the brothers of Joseph, said, kill Joseph or throw him to a lion, and to you, your father's face will be set. And after this, you will become a good people. I think whoever made the statement is A, drunk, B, under the influence of some drugs, C, mentally ill. Why? First of all, we do not know who said that statement. And whoever said the statement is familiar with the biblical account, for we see that they start by trying to kill Joseph, and then they changed their mind and said, why we kill our brother? We're going to read that from the Genesis account. But somehow, the idea of the Quran for that big group, this wonderful, strong brothers, to kill their brother Joseph or throw him to some land will make their father's face set up for them. Mean that he will be okay with them. So Joseph is a problem. If we kill Joseph or get rid of him, then our fathers will like us. After all, Joseph is gone. What a strange concept. As for the statement, after this, you will become a good people. That does not make any sense. After this, they will be killers. They will be wicked brothers who did not love their brother and they killed him forever. How can a group such as these will commit a great offense by killing their little brother, and somehow after they do that, their father will love them and will respect them, and after that, they will be a good people? That does not make any sense at all. But welcome to the beauty of the Quran. This is the best of the Quran. This is how Muhammad is telling us that he is the receiver of the miracle of Allah, which by it, all Muslims worldwide believe in Islam. It is the miracle of the Quran. In verse 10, we read, a speaker among them said, excuse me, what? Yeah, a speaker among them. What is his name? Who is that brother who spoke? According to Genesis account, I will give you the name. In the Quran, only Allah knows. But don't worry, Muslim scholars will interpret that verse for you and they will tell you his name. How do you do that? It's very simple. They will go back to the Genesis account and they will give us the accurate name. But a speaker among them said, do not kill Joseph and cast him down to the bottom of the Jub, The word job here is non-Arabic word, which means well, from Aramaic origin. So one of the brothers said to them, don't kill Joseph, but throw him down to the well. And then miraculously, notice now what is coming next. Some travelers will pick him up if you were doing. Man, oh man, that guy must be a prophet. Because not only did he come up with this great idea of not killing Joseph, but to throw him in a well, he knows exactly what's coming next, which is some travelers. Who are these some travelers? We do not know. But don't worry, if you go back to Genesis account, you will know exactly what happened. But here we see that someone, which we do not know who he is, he suggested to throw Joseph in a well, and he is telling them that somehow these travelers will come and they will take him, if you are doing. And why this someone said that? We do not know. Not according to the Genesis account. In the Bible, we got the true biblical account, and we also know why everything is happening. Not according to the Quran. But somehow, I don't know how can Muslim reconcile the evilness of this group of brothers, and somehow one of them is a prophet. They were so evil that they are willing to kill their own brother so their father will love them. And somehow that one of them suggested not to kill him because he knows that somebody is going to pick him up from those who will be traveling throughout the land. Does this make any sense to you? And the question we end our broadcast is, why the brothers hated Joseph that much according to the Quran? And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.